What's good with you? What's good with you? Welcome to another Gadget Switch podcast. I'm your host, Rob Pouncey, RP3, and I'm here with Mr. V Worldwide. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
That's good.
Been a little minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. Been a minute. So, man, it's been a nice little 30 days. You know, we had some, a couple of, two big releases, the new M1 MacBooks and Mac Minis, and has been released, giving you a peek into Apple's future with their silicon, their own silicon chips. And Samsung has just dropped the S21. And there's some good things and some bad things about that. And also, there's some other things I want to talk about too, also about rumors about the future of some iPhone stuff. But let's start with Samsung, man, since Samsung is the most recent. Since it just dropped literally last week or something like that. So what do you think of the Samsung? Which phones impress you? Which ones didn't? Or did they all impress you?
They all look good. I like the new build. I like how they have the, I like the camera, how it goes into the frame. You know, instead of an old camera bump where it had the, just the glass. I like the metal. Looks like a pretty good build. The most impressive to me was the S21 Ultra. I mean, it looked really nice. That black is crazy. It looks real good. The new chip in it, the Snapdragon 880 or 888.
Yeah,
it's pretty quick. The camera. I still don't know if I'm a fan of that super zoom camera.
Well, I mean, it might have. I think they probably improved it. They may have learned their lessons from last year's S20 because that telephoto was kind of garbage. You know, I think it was only good 3 times. And then after that, it was all digital close-up, and it just pixelated. And it was kind of a mess. I agree with you. I like the redesign of it, the way the camera and the frame kind of go together a lot better. Last year's S20 with that, just like it just seemed like that block, they put a block, like a camera module block, on the back of a phone. It didn't really
it was almost like it was an afterthought and just popped it on.
And I actually skipped it. I didn't buy no Samsung S20. The Samsung lineup has been hit and miss with me. Like I went with the 10 plus, but I skipped the 20, and this year I think I'm going to pick up the 21 because I just like that phantom black.
That's
really nice.
Yeah, that one had me going too, man. And it is that's metal too. And then the S21, and that screen is huge, man.
Yeah.
What was the Note screen size?
It's about the same.
I thought this one was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Yeah, okay.
It's a little less curve in the display, though. I mean, I think that's going to that's what I like about it. I'm to the point now, I'm over curved screens. I'm tired of the ghost touching. I'm through with it.
Yeah. But so has any phone, this is another thing that caught my eye on it, has a 40 megapixel selfie cam in the front. Has any other phone done that? You know them better than me.
Huawei have, like, I don't want to say, I don't really get into the megapixels or the sensors too much, but I think Huawei's done it before, and I'm quite sure there's a few other phones. A lot of Chinese phones would do that. Yeah. I don't know if LG did. I'm not really a big fan of LG phones, so I don't with LG phones as much. But you know, I don't think that, I mean, it's not really a big deal to me, actually, about a selfie camera. You know, I can.
Yeah, I mean, neither. It just caught my eye, though. I mean, it's nothing that'll make it or break it to me. But yeah, it was just interesting because I'd never seen. I hardly ever use my front camera anyway,
I
at
mean,
all.
you know, it all depends if you are somebody who, like, let's say you're a content creator. We always tell content creators, use what you got, and basically that means your cell phone if you don't own a camera. And I mean, it does shoot 4K 3060 in the front. It can shoot low in low light, and it is a wide angle sensor. So I mean, it's going to be. It should be pretty decent, should be pretty good. And usually a lot of these front-facing cameras are better than the back cameras on phones that were made, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know, so regardless, it's going to be a pretty good sensor. I just don't like Samsung going a little cheap with the building materials on the lower end phones.
Yeah, that seems to be a trending thing now because it was last year, and then the Note line did it, and yeah.
Because that plastic is not even what you call glastic. But here's the thing, okay? Gorilla Glass 4, 5, 6. I'm quite sure the price, the manufacturing price of those, is much lower than the Gorilla Glass 7 that they're using. This Gorilla Glass Victus, that's what they call it on the front. You could have went with a less quality glass, Gorilla Glass, or you know, a Gorilla Glass from 3 or 4 years ago, than to go with plastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And you could still have that high-end feel to it. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, Gorilla Glass, whatever number they put at the end of it, they all scratch.
Oh yeah,
You know what I'm
at some
saying?
point.
They tell you it don't scratch, but they all end up having some kind of mark on it. So to me, it wouldn't have made me a difference if you did. I would have much preferred a Gorilla Glass that was out 2 or 3 years ago, because I'm quite sure the cost to manufacturing is almost the same as sticking plastic on the back of it.
Yeah, I would think so, because I mean, you figure. Yeah, because if you go with the last year, even 2 years ago, you—I mean, it is. It's better. You better off, because then you don't. I don't know. It just feels like you're cheating the people who can't really afford the higher model, kind of cheating them out of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, they got some pretty loyal fans, so I mean, I don't. I think they should have just went all out and just did that instead of putting the plastic. Yeah, but you're right. That's all of it scratches.
Yeah. I mean, then if you think about it also, they try to match a lot of the iPhone price points because Apple held the line on their prices. So, you know, the Apple iPhone 12 line, we're not talking about the Pro, but the regular 12 lineup starts at $799. So the regular S21 is starting at $799. Then the regular 12 starts at $999, just the same as the S21 Plus. The only difference is the Ultra costs almost $1,200, and the regular iPhone 12 Pro Max costs $1,100. So it's only a $100 difference, with the Samsung 21 S21 Ultra costing more than the high-end Apple Pro Max. So.
Yeah, those price tried to come down on my other ones. Yeah, everybody's trying to follow Apple. Seems like.
Yeah, especially now with not putting a brick in the phone. That's, you know, I don't know, man. All
That's kind of ridiculous, man. It is. I know I'm not a fan of it. I know. Me and you will have bricks laying around the house and stuff. Not everybody has the C2C bricks, And you got to go out and buy them, then you got to go do that, and then yeah, it's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, cause I mean, if you look at, like guys like us, we pick up new things from, more often than the average consumer. So some people, people hold on their phones 3, 4, maybe 5 years. So how many opportunities do people get to get a new brick or have to, change up their charger? Because if you've been holding on to a phone for 3 to 4 years with that type C, the type A in, tips, then every charger you probably buy or have bought had that A to C connection. And here you are buying your first C to C connection, type C to type C connection. And now you got to go find a brick. And then how many people actually understand the difference from a type C brick to a type A brick? You know what I'm saying? You may walk into the store, buy the phone, get home and say, oh, well, I got a brick, and it may not, you look up and you're using, don't get me wrong, you might have an A to C and it might work out for you, but it still can be offsetting where you may feel like you need to buy the right type of brick for your phone.
So I had a story. I was in this is about it's so funny who's it fits this situation. I was in Target. One of the employees was looking around. She was looking at the cords and stuff. And I kind of tell she didn't because this lady asked her. She said, "I need something that fits my phone. This one doesn't fit it." And so she's like, "I'm looking for this and I can't find it." She said, "And you know the two little prongs is USB,
The
micro
main,
USB,
yeah,
yeah."
the micro.
And I was like, "Oh, okay. You just need a USB Type C, and you need it on both ends because she needed the C to C." And so the employee didn't even know. So, I showed her the right one to use, and of course, the lady, she's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, that'll fit." But I know it's because she didn't have the right one. She probably didn't get it in the box with her phone or something like that. So,
And they don't,
yeah.
and and all this trying to be eco friendly. It's just a selling point. It just allows. I think they're just trying to set people up for, some of the next wave of technology, charging technology, because there's not many innovations left. So I think the way they generate money, you used to be able to do it by having more innovations built into your phone. But now I think they're just trying to hit people in their pockets with accessory costs.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I saw a video. Which one? Oh, okay, because we were talking about the new S Pen. That's how it's gonna have the Wacom technology for the S21, and you can use it on the S21. So I saw that there's a case for it now that you can't put the S Pen on the S21 anywhere. There's no housing for it, so you can buy a case that has an S Pen housing on it, but it's like $70 or something like that.
Again,
So it's
hitting your
just like,
pocket.
that's what I'm saying, man. It's like, yeah, you can use the S Pen on it, but then where are you gonna put it? Oh, you can put it on this. It's just $70. Yeah, it's just,
Yeah,
yeah.
the accessory cost, man. That's how they're getting people now, man. It's just, and then the magnetic charging. It seems like once Apple legitimizes something, even though Android may have done it for 3 years, the media won't legitimize any type of new tech until Apple does it.
Until it's Apple, yeah.
And this charging thing, if it would have started with Android first, I think it would have been an uprising.
Yeah.
And
Apple.
now here's something else that's gonna I can add to this, taking away the charging. No SD card support.
That's what I was gonna talk. That's another thing I didn't like. They took that away, and I don't know. I mean, I guess you can buy the higher model.
I mean, or you can buy more storage. You can buy cloud storage.
That.
I mean, but that's the thing about it. You know, that's a subscription-based thing to buy now.
And there you go,
You
because you're roped into that subscription and you're always gonna need his memory. So let's charge him 20, 30 bucks a month. Whereas if you put the extended storage, you got your own store. Yeah, man, I don't, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just more cost to the consumers, you know. So I mean, the external storage being taken away, you know, the power brick and the price, you know, there's no savings passed to the regular consumer. It's just, and like I said, there's been no innovation. Also, Samsung took away their MST technology, that magnetic strip technology, where when you use Samsung Pay, for example, you don't need to have the store don't need to have the latest and greatest reader when you know how to do like pay by your phone. You can just put the MST reader in your Samsung phone to the side of any register, and it will simulate your phone swiping, I mean your card swiping, and you know, MST. You ever used it
I haven't used that.
on your cell? Oh my goodness, man. Gotta
No,
use
man.
it.
I'm down the call. Nope, I haven't used
Well,
it.
anyway, there's been times I walked into a store and the guy said, "Oh, you know, it ain't gonna work. It's been out of order." And you put the Samsung Pay with the MST technology next to the reader, and next thing you know, it works. And they're like, "Wow, man, how you get that to work? That thing hasn't worked in months." I said, because it's not using that NFC technology, is using MST, which simulates a swiping of your card, and it reads through that magnetic strip reader, and it pays for the, you know,
It's mimicking the card swiping and
right.
then pays for your transaction.
So they took that away out of Samsung phone, which was stupid. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine, Eric Kelly, the tech gentleman, the YouTube creator. He said that that the reason why he think that they removed it was there was talk that the MST was draining the battery faster in Samsung phone. So they decided to go all NFC
To try and save that little battery life,
to try to save the battery life.
yeah.
So it was, I mean, it was cool to have NFC and that MST tech together. And that was, to me, was innovation, to have
Yeah.
an MST tech, because you didn't really have to have an NFC reader in the store. All you
Okay.
needed was a magnetic strip right next to the register, and it would pay it.
Which was in the phone.
Yeah, which was, yeah.
Yeah, they took that, man. I missed the IR blaster too.
Yeah. There's ways around
Know.
that though. I was never mad about the IR blaster, but
No.
yeah, because it, to me, to use that, you know, you have to, there were so many different steps. You got to open up the app, the remote app, and then, you know, it was like
Yeah.
one, two, three step, you know. That was cool, but having MST taken away is
Yeah, it's more
a
practical. I mean,
you
IR
like
blaster
you.
is more for fun.
Yeah. So other than that, and then what else did he done, man? Other than the materials of the lower end phones, $100 higher than the best iPhone. You know, I don't know, man. Samsung, who, I don't know. I just hope that it doesn't see that, you know, now that you can use an S Pen with the S21, hopefully it won't prevent the next Note from coming out. Do you think there will be a Note this year?
Oh yeah, I think the note's gonna stay, man. That'll be yeah, I think people will be pretty upset if it wasn't. Another thing about the S Pen and that new S Pen, is it S Pen Pro? That one's a little bit bigger. I know you still doesn't have, you don't have the, I don't think you have the Bluetooth, and you don't have the gesture control
Right.
either on that. So they're still kind of keeping that kind of exclusive to the Note series for now.
Yeah.
But maybe they're buttering it up for next year, man. Who knows?
Yeah. Who
We
knows?
got to see. So they're doing it on this. I'm wondering if the next Fold is going to have that too, where you can use that on there. But again, the screen's going to be a problem.
I'm quite sure you can, I'm quite sure they're going to have it on the fold. Now, can they figure out a way to house it inside of the fold? I don't think so.
Maybe in that hinge, man. But I know that hinge's got a lot of parts and a lot of things going. It was all, if they can re-engineer that some kind of way and put like a little canal in there where you can stick that S pin in there. Because I mean, it's pretty thick in there, so I don't know, man.
In that hinge area,
Yeah.
yeah, they go, but I think that'll be maybe the Fold 4,
Yeah.
because they're gonna have, I mean, right now their turnover cycle with phones are so fast. I know it seems like it's a long time for us,
Yeah.
but you know, to be ready, unless they've been used, unless they've been trying it, you know, all last year through the Fold 2 life cycle.
Yeah.
But that hinge, I would be worried about that hinge constantly opening and closing with a hollow middle.
Yeah.
I won't say hollow, but a less than,
Yeah,
you know.
you'd think if they put like I think if they put like a metal, some kind of tube in there and then integrate that with the closing of the hinge, that may be better.
Yeah. And then you pop the bottom of the hinge, and the S pin just will pop
Yeah.
from the bottom of the hinge area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just do it that way.
That'll be interesting, but
Yeah.
it'll be hard to use it on the phone when it's folded. You will have to take advantage of when the
Yeah,
fold is wide
exactly.
open,
Yeah.
because there's not much writing surface in its
From
folded
the front. Yeah, exactly.
form factor.
Something's going on with that S pen though, man. That's because they just put, yeah, they're doing something because they, why would they put it on the S21? Or maybe people are asking for it. I don't know. Like
Yeah.
the regular S21, because it's almost
Maybe
like
they're trying to get
it
us used to the idea that they're going to fold the Note into the Samsung lineup and then have, like, you know how the fall season we always call Note season.
Yeah.
So maybe they're getting us ready to bring the fold, the Note into the Samsung family.
Yeah.
And then in the fall, have the fold and the flip be the phone
Yeah.
that run that they use to bring out in the fall.
Yeah, so instead of having three, they'll have two and two. They
Yeah,
have the S21 and the Note, and then they have a fold and a flip. Yeah.
so you know, yeah, or and then try to figure out a way to have a cheaper fold. So let's say they have two folds.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And try to have, you got the, you're gonna have the clamshell flip one, and then have two folds, one kind of peg between the clamshell flip phone being the cheapest. Then have a fold that's around like 1400,
Yeah.
and then 14 to 1500, and then having the high end fold at 1800. Or 2000 or whatever, however they're gonna do it.
Yeah, man. I sure wish they bring it. I want one of those. That price, though.
You gotta start saving now.
Yeah, I know.
Start putting away a little bit here, a little bit there. And they're gonna probably do big trade-ins with the Note. If you got a
Oh
Note,
yeah.
they're probably gonna give you 1000 off.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they probably would. Gotta do that. I gotta get me a new Galaxy Watch 2. My Galaxy Watch went out on me.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I got my other Galaxy Watch still running for me. I might have to upgrade it.
How do you
Upgrade
like that compared to the Apple Watch?
it. I've gotten used to the Apple Watch being smaller, which I didn't think I would like. The Galaxy Watch to me have a formal feel to it. Like if you decided to get dressed up
Like in a suit or something, you got
or a
the
suit or, even going to, if you got a shirt and tie job, it seemed like that would be, it'll all pair up pretty nice. Don't get me wrong, people, iPhones, you can buy some nice bracelet, watch bands and kind of jazz up a Apple Watch. But a Galaxy Watch, a nice Galaxy Watch with a nice leather band looks very, like a classic,
Refined, yeah.
classic watch. Then, whereas an Apple Watch is straight technology.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, recently the MacBooks have dropped, and I know you're not an Apple guy.
I'm not, but I can tell you, I don't know, listening to you when I was looking at a couple of videos on them, man, I don't know. Have many look really cool.
The Mini in general is a nice one. The only difference from the Intel Mac Mini and the M1 Mac Mini is that, like the ports in the back, there's lesser ports on the new M1 Mac Mini in comparison to the Intel. But the Mac Mini Apple version, the M1, has a graphics card. I won't say graphics card, but have the ability to deal with graphics because it's integrated into the M1 chip. Whereas the Intel Mac Mini, if let's say for example you were editing videos, like when you're editing it, it's more dependent on the GPU than the CPU. So you can have a high-end CPU built into your Mac Mini, but when you edit videos, and if you, let's say you're doing 4K editing, it bogs down the Mac Mini, even though you got a probably the best CPU you can have. It needs that graphics card to help process 4K video. And what you end up doing is people have to buy a portable eGPU, which is just a graphics card in its own casing. You know what I'm saying? It looks like it can look like a power brick, a bigger power brick, or it can look like, like any kind of external storage. It can look like that.
A little mini SSD, kind of like the
No,
Samsung.
it actually would be a lot bigger. It'll be it, I don't have anything in front of me, but the Blackmagic eGPU, you've seen a graphics card inside of a PC, right? And have you ever seen a graphics card put into a box, like a G graphics card box to hold it
I haven't
separately?
seen that.
Well, that's what you got to have with a Mac Mini. You know how big a graphics card is, then you have to find, there's a casing that fits with that, and the graphics card have its own plug into that particular case, and then you got to connect that to the Mac Mini, and the Mac Mini kind of uses that as a graphics card being plugged into the Mac Mini itself. I'm getting kind of into the weeds here because people might be listening. I'm probably losing so many people right now. But let's just say you need an external graphics card plugged into a Mac Mini to help you process 4K, whereas the new Mac silicon, you don't need it. So there's a cost. So if you bought an Intel Mac Mini and then one day realize you need an eGPU to buy one of those, that's an extra $300 to $400
For one of
depending
them.
on when you buy. And Apple had two of them. They had a Blackmagic one, The low end one was an extra five, I think $399, and their top end graphics card $799, almost $1,000, I think. It might have been looking to
$1,090, huh?
Yeah. So here you is. You got a Mac Mini, and you got to add a graphics card that costs as much as the Mac Mini.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's like I said, I got into the weeds on that, but that's what makes this silicon so much better is that the graphics is actually built into the M1 chip itself. Okay. Now, whether it's going to be like that with the new Macs that's coming, that is yet to be seen. I think it will have the integrated graphics on there because I don't think Apple wants to be dependent on graphics cards from AMD anymore. They want everything in house.
Yeah, that's I think that's how they want to be pretty much in the future. They're doing everything in house now, aren't they? Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, except for their display, they're still dependent on Samsung.
I didn't know that. Yeah, no, I know they were way back.
Samsung and LG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they try to get this one company, I forgot the name of it, to make their displays, and they haven't met Apple's standards yet. And I think they're ways away from getting there. So I think these iPhones for sure has I think the 12 Pro Max got Samsung displays, and the other iPhones got LG displays.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know, they make a little bit of change off of this. Because Samsung, you know, by far got the best display. Nobody can touch them.
That's what I always thought. So let me get off the subject 1 second here. So I was told while I was looking at TV, my son broke my TV anyway. I was out TV shopping. So this guy told me that LG makes Samsung TVs displays. And I didn't think that sounded right. I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they do that. And then Samsung does Apple displays for phones. I'm like, okay, I know that. But I don't think LG makes this. I'm like, Samsung is like
Samsung doesn't need. No, Samsung don't need LG's help for their display.
Yeah, I just let him talk, though. I kind of knew it. I was like, no, I know I'm not right. I know I'm right on this one. But yeah. I just let him talk, man. It's just, maybe I was thinking something I might have missed. I don't know. Anyway, the Mac. So the Mac Mini, because it really caught my eye because of the price. And everybody said how powerful it is. So is it good enough to edit on?
Oh, yeah. You can edit on it. Yeah. I mean, I would go with like the 16 gigabyte version of it instead of the base 8. You still get it under 1,000. If you got a display laying around and you will probably need to get a Bluetooth keyboard and a mouse. You know, you're good to go. That's the only thing about a Mac Mini. You have to have your own peripheral. Build your kind of build the system out yourself. But it's real easy to do. I mean, it's not very hard. It's not that expensive. It can get expensive if you're kind of a snob about what kind of keyboard you want. And
yeah, you want to get the high end and
high end everything and all of that. But I've had Mac Mini before. And I've enjoyed it. And these Mac Minis, you can connect two 4K monitors to them. They can power two 4K monitors and what have you. So, you know,
I'm seriously thinking about it though.
Yeah, it's a change. If all you've been is PC though, and if you really want to just like kind of dip your toe into the Apple ecosystem. A Mac Mini is a good place to start.
Okay.
Because it's not a heavily financial commitment. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, If you don't like it, you know, you know, you're not really losing anything, and you can sell it, and it'll still give you. You can probably sell it and get a majority of your money back.
Yeah, I know those products hold their value pretty well, so.
Yeah. So, man, that pretty much does it. I think we had a pretty good conversation here about what's been going on with Samsung and everything. I'd like to thank the listeners out there who's been sticking with us here. We really appreciate you guys supporting the podcast. And also, if you have any kind of questions or something like that, go to our anchor page where where our podcast is, where it's home. That's our home. And you can leave comments and questions, and maybe we can answer some of those in future podcasts. And we might even shout you out in when we do read your question in the podcast. I'm quite sure we will. Other than that, V, you want to shout out where people can find you at on Twitter and your YouTube channel if you want to.
YouTube channel. You can find me at VWorldwide72. Twitter is the same, VWorldwide72 on Twitter. Just hit me up.
Okay. And also, if you guys are interested in following me on Twitter and Instagram, the same ID, RP3 underscore reviews, and my YouTube channel is at youtube.com/ RP3 underscore reviews. I appreciate your you guys just stopping by and checking out my stuff and leaving comments. Other than that, that pretty much does it. And we'll catch you guys in the next one.
Peace, everybody.